Back now to Rob Hakala on the South Shore's Morning News.
Thank you, David. It is September 24th, and you know what today is?
It is Monday.
It is Monday. It is fall.
The first full day of fall?
Well, today is actually National Punctuation Day. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Today is the actual day.
Of National Punctuation Day.
National Punctuation
Day. And that's it, period.
And you are a guy that is very good with your punctuation. I know writing is your specialty.
Love those semicolons.
Well, this is a celebration of the lowly comma, correctly used quotes, and other proper uses of periods, semicolons, and the ever-mysterious ellipsis.
The ellipsis.
Oh, boy. Joining us to talk about this is...
What about the carrot?
Jeff Rubin is with us. He's the founder of National Punctuation Day. Hey, Jeff.
Have you ever heard of a more ridiculous holiday than that, National Punctuation Day?
I'm not sure, Jeff, but I know you say that, yes, it's a lot of fun, but this is also an important thing as well. It's misused punctuation or errors can cost companies a lot of money, I guess.
It can. It cost a company in Canada more than $2 million a couple of years ago. A misplaced comma in a contract allowed a company it was doing business with to raise its rates every year for 5 years. The company thought it had a 5-year contract at one rate, but a misplaced comma allowed the other company to raise its rates every year for 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is important, especially in a contract, to have that looked over by someone that is familiar with proper punctuation, because you're right. The other side, I guess, can take you to court on that.
And they did. They went to court, and Company A said, well, that's not what we meant. And the judge said, well, that's what's in the contract.
Wow.
I wonder if that attorney still got a job.
I don't know about that. Now, this is something you founded to show the importance of punctuation, and you worked in the newspaper industry for a while, right?
I did. I am a journalist. I was a reporter for about 10, 11 years, and started a newsletter publishing company 26 years ago. So punctuation, grammar, things like that, still very important to me. And, you know, it's important to students. Did you know that nationwide almost 30% of incoming college freshmen have to take remedial English?
Wow.
That's a really sad statistic.
Yeah.
And I have spoken to numerous human resources managers who tell me that they get cover letters from students who misspell words, they don't punctuate properly, and those resumes go right in the garbage.
Wow.
I mean, it's like showing up for a job interview in shorts and a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that, yeah, and this could be something that perhaps today in the era of emails where not only are words misspelled and other grammatical errors, but do you believe maybe students today don't put the importance on punctuation as they did in the past, maybe?
I don't think they realize it, and teachers don't teach it. My wife and I traveled the United States performing a punctuation program in schools called Punctuation Playtime. And sometimes the teachers will yell out the wrong answers during the program. I mean, we're working with little kids, first, second, third graders.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really quite alarming.
Joining us to talk about National Punctuation Day and getting the word out, the founder of National Punctuation Day and also known as Punctuation Man, Jeff Rubin. And you're also going to be joining our midday host, Liz Raven, later on today with National Punctuation Day Trivia.
Yes.
Hey, Jeff, by the way, too, someone else brought this to our attention here, that in one of the offices around the South Shore, they saw a sign for Selectman's office, and saw it. Actually, there were a few different signs, I guess, leading to the Selectman's office, and one was Selectman apostrophe S office, and the other was Selectman's apostrophe office, so there it was in the same building.
Right.
And it was different punctuation on the sign.
Very common mistake. I think the apostrophe is the most misunderstood punctuation mark, and it's such an easy punctuation mark to use. If it's plural, there's no apostrophe. How easy is that?
That's an easy rule.
Yeah, if it's possessive, there's an apostrophe. With one exception, it's. It apostrophe S is a contraction.
Okay, for it is.
Or... It is. ITS with no apostrophe is possessive. It's a beautiful language, but there's a lot of rules. And it can be very confusing.
I'm confused, but I feel a little better now.
Well, that's my mission in life.
Jeff Rubin, National Punctuation Day, and you've got a website where people can find out more, right, Jeff?
NationalPunctuationDay.com.
All right, and you'll have some fun later on with Liz.
We'll be giving away prizes on punctuation trivia.
Great, Jeff. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Rob, thank you.
8:46 on WATD on the South Shore's Morning News. And we're at 67 degrees right now in Marshfield, headed up for a high today of 80 degrees, mostly sunny.